is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Student anti-Israel protests at U.S. college campuses are digging in. They're vowing to keep their demonstrations going. But some schools are shutting down the encampments.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, talking to the Associated Press, says he hopes the Federal Reserve can bring down inflation without causing a recession, but he's not sure that's actually what's going to happen. This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt explains the real truth.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to be the least of it.
You're talking about the automobile industry, domestic manufacturing. It is so obvious that you have to be either stupid or malign to misreport it.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
How would you like to enter for a chance to win a trip to meet Mike Gallagher at the People's Convention in Detroit? Enter to win today at am12vegathepatriot.com to get your chance to get to meet Mike Gallagher through the AMAC Meet Mike Gallagher VIP sweepstakes. Grand prize package includes round-trip airfare for two to Detroit, four nights of hotel accommodations, meet and greet with Mike himself, VIP passes to the convention, and a $500 Visa gift card. From JTR Roofing Weather Center, we are seeing showers across the rest of the afternoon with a high of 58 degrees.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call the closer, Brad Carlson. That is all. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, and as always, we appreciate you tuning in. I did catch at the very outset, the big voice guy says, the following program has been pre-recorded. No, we are live. We are live and in studio in the Patriot Bunker. That's why I gave out the call-in number, 651-289-4488, so you could call in live. We are live, okay? Can't emphasize that enough. I know Mitch was Mitch had a pre-record yesterday. I'm not sure if Jack did or not. He only mails it in every other Saturday. Not every Saturday, but every other Saturday, so. I love you guys. But no, it is me, Brad, live and in person in the Patriot Bunker, and as always, we thank you for tuning in. So I don't know how much more I can add to the saga involving Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell, a DFLer out of Woodbury. Most stories that were published about this didn't include the party ID until you got deep into the story, or at least a couple of sentences into the story. Headlines, if Republicans are ne'er-do-wells, they include the party ID in the headline. But ne'er-do-well Democrats, you actually have to read the story. So anyways, I know Mitch talked about it in his broadcast yesterday. I know Jack talked about it in his broadcast yesterday. So I don't know if I'm going to add anything here any more insightful, but something to open up a discussion, because I know you, the callers, you, the listeners, feel free to weigh in if you'd like to. But I'll just read the story that was first published. Senator Nicole Mitchell, a Democratic farmer labor lawmaker, was arrested early Monday morning after police found her inside the inside a home, according to charging documents filed Tuesday in Becker County District Court. Charges say the senator told arresting officers her father had recently died and her stepmother had stopped communicating with family members, and that she wanted her late father's ashes and belongings, including pictures, a flannel shirt, and other items of sentimental value. Public records and an obituary posted by a Detroit Lakes funeral home show that Mitchell's father, who died last month, and stepmother lived on the same block of the same road in Detroit Lakes as where the senator was arrested. And it was later confirmed that, yes, it was her stepmother's home. So when I first read about or heard about the story, you know, hey, a legislator, you know, early Monday morning broke into a home, I'm thinking, okay, was she having, you know, some sort of, you know, put it this way, it sounded disturbingly similar to someone who was having a mental health episode. And again, I don't say that to be flip. I don't say that to, you know, basically pile on Senator Mitchell here. Not at all. Okay? It's just that this sounds like a situation where someone's inner demons is being played out in the public. But then when we got dug more into this incident, or when the story went further, it seems to suggest that this was very much planned out and premeditated. So again, I'll continue reading from the Star Tribune story, or excuse me, this was a Pioneer Press story. I'm reading from a Pioneer Press story that was published last Monday, or last Tuesday, I think, whenever it was, last week sometime. At around 4:45 a.m. Monday, Detroit Lakes police responded to a 911 call from a woman reporting a burglary of her home in the 700 block of Granger Road in Detroit Lakes. When officers arrived, they searched the house and found a person inside. Officers then arrested Mitchell, age 49, who, while being detained, told the stepmother something to the effect of, "She was just trying to get a couple of my dad's things because you wouldn't talk to me anymore." The senator was dressed in all black clothing and was wearing a black hat. Officers also discovered a flashlight in a sock covering, which court documents said appeared to be a modification to reduce the amount of light that it would emit. Now, again, just an aside here, I don't know Nicole Mitchell's background, if she has previous offenses or criminal charges. I don't think she has. We probably would have heard about it had she. But this, I mean, taking a flashlight and using a sock covering over it so as to kind of reduce the amount of light, that sounds like someone who kind of knows what they're doing and knows what they don't want to have happen, i.e. to be discovered or to wake somebody with the bright light flashing. Mitchell told police that she made the roughly 200-mile drive from Woodbury to Detroit Lakes starting at around 1 a.m. early Sunday morning, court documents said. She admitted to entering her stepmother's home through a basement window where she had left a backpack containing her driver's license, two laptop computers, and a cell phone. So you're going, I mean, you're leaving Woodbury at 1 a.m., and this is like a three-hour drive up to Detroit Lakes to enter this home. And like I say, it was pretty damning, the statements that she made upon being arrested. Again, this is, I'm going to read Rob Dorr, friend of the broadcast, senior vice president of political affairs, government affairs with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and a legal beagle himself. He saw the complaint and kind of broke it down via Twitter, kind of some salient issues here, and I'll read quick from this tweet thread. According to the statement of probable cause, Senator Mitchell broke into the house, intended to retrieve some of her deceased father's things. After being Mirandized, which of course says you have the right to remain silent, she told police officers, "I know I did something bad." So she had the right to remain silent here, but apparently didn't have the ability. Okay. Hat tip Ron White, comedian Ron White on that one. Rob continues, "The admissions here are pretty insane. She admits to entering through a window in the basement, said she knew she did something wrong, admitted dressing for stealthful entry, saying, quote, clearly I'm not good at this, close quote, admitted her stepmother refused to give consent, admitted to possession of the stolen property, including laptops, a cell phone, and her father's remains, admitted to initiating plans for unlawful entry with the intent to take property almost 4 hours prior. She's essentially already admitted to every element of guilt on a burglary in the first degree charge. For a first-time offender, burglary in the first degree typically carries a 21-month sentence, which is presumptively stayed if the defendant is amenable to probation." And Senator Mitchell has frequently touted her Juris Doctorate on the Senate floor, implying a superior knowledge of law over her Senate colleagues. Dylan, if we have cut number five ready, just signal to me when that's ready, and that's kind of in line with this. Senator Mitchell is scheduled for a first appearance at 11 a.m., I guess that would have been on Tuesday morning. So to get back to Rob's point, where Senator Mitchell has frequently touted her Juris Doctorate on the Senate floor, implying a superior knowledge of law over her Senate colleagues, let's kind of bask in the shine of Senator Mitchell's knowledge of the law. Dylan, cut number five.
Want to make sure a few things are accurate that are said here today, and I've heard a couple things. I took constitutional law. I know not everyone has done that. So I would like to be clear with what it says in the Constitution. Usually it's something that's a matter of public safety, where the common good is deemed higher than that right. So think of our freedom of speech. You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. We all know that. Because people could be hurt.
Don't you feel smarter already? I mean, and of course, that's one of the most popular misconceptions of free speech not being an absolute. Okay, I mean, you can Google it, look all over the place, but I found a helpful article on this from Reason.com, where basically this was Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes using an analogy. In a court case, 1919 case, Schenck versus United States, that was a case concerned whether disturbing anti-draft pamphlets could lead to a conviction under the Espionage Act. Okay, we don't need to get that far into the weeds, but my point is that this was basically an analogy that Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes was using. And analogies aren't binding in law, okay? And by the way, this was something that was also made apparent in a case law, Schenck versus United States, it was largely overturned in 1969 by Brandenburg versus Ohio. Okay. So again, don't want to sit here and pile on in Senator Mitchell here, but she is someone that is in the public eye. Okay. And after reading all of that, after reading Rob's breakdown of the complaint about where she basically admitted to doing things that would constitute her being charged with first-degree burglary, a day or two later, Senator Mitchell made a statement via her personal Facebook page. "Regarding the recent news, like so many families, mine is dealing with the pain of watching a loved one decline due to Alzheimer's and associated paranoia. Over the weekend, I learned of medical information which caused me grave concern and prompted me to check on that family member. I entered a home I have come and gone from countless times in the past 20 years, where my son even once had his own room. Unfortunately, I startled this close relative, exacerbating paranoia, and I was accused of stealing, which I absolutely deny. Thank you to all of my friends and colleagues of both parties for the kind words of support and for trusting my character even before I had a chance to respond. This has been a true tragedy for our family, and my hope is it can return to being a private matter. I don't have time to unpack that whole thing, but just one quick thing before we go to a break. She talked about how she entered a home she has come and gone from countless times in the past 20 years. Did she always go through the basement window? I mean, okay, yeah, we get it. It was your father's home living with your stepmother for 20 years, but didn't she normally just go through the front door? And is she basically throwing her stepmother under the bus? I mean, I'm assuming that's who she's talking about here. She's talking about a relative who is declining due to Alzheimer's. So she basically threw, I'm assuming that's her stepmother she's talking about. So she kind of over, yeah, she says, well, you know, I startled this close relative. Yeah, if you enter my house through my basement window, I'm going to be startled too. You don't have to have any cognitive decline to be scared to death when someone you're not expecting to come to your house at 4:30 in the morning goes through your basement window. Come on. This is just an overarching issue with so many of these elected officials that get caught doing something. They think you're stupid. Or at least they act like they think you're stupid. Oh, man, there's a few more things to say about this. And, again, be available to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow, hashtag N-A-R-N show. We do have the live stream of the broadcast up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Daphne Pierre from Robbinsdale, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's our spring sale at Master Pool and Spa. Now is the best time to buy. You'll save up to 30 to 60%. Get quick professional delivery and 0% financing. We have spas for any backyard or budget. Huge variety of sizes and features. Choose from one of our in-stock spas or build to order a custom spa. We're locally owned and family run for over 20 years. Come in today and tap into our expertise to assist you in choosing the perfect spa for your family. You won't find any of those imported knockoffs here. All our spas are built in the USA with full nationwide warranties. Build an outdoor oasis and save thousands without the expense and maintenance of a pool. Spend more quality family time together while melting the stress away. Transform your backyard in one day and save up to 60% off at our spring sale. Visit Master Pool and Spa, 394 Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on the Patriot.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Want to use water wisely? Call Commerce Water for a softener with a brain. Our technology optimizes softener performance. Right now, get $400 trade-in for your old water softener, and Commerce will haul it away. Call Commerce Water. Commerce.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Use hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we have the live stream up and running right now. And if you haven't followed or liked our page yet, why the heck not? Get there right away at Facebook. Do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And again, give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And as always, we appreciate you supporting us low these many 20-plus years. Do have a quick phone call we want to get to on line one, John in Minneapolis. John, you are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So I've listened to her excuses, Senator, whatever her name is. And
Mitchell.
I've been in the same boat. 35 years ago, I committed a burglary. I got caught, sent to jail. And while I was sitting in jail, I came up with all kinds of excuses. And finally, I had to say that I made a stupid choice, and I never did it again. But I was held accountable, and she can make all kinds of excuses. She had other options, just like I did. I was held accountable, and she needs to be held accountable.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We
appreciate it. You certainly didn't need to share that story with us, but we appreciate you being so forthright about your personal background. The difference is, John, are you a sitting legislator that's a member of the party that holds all the levers of power and therefore are the deciding vote in key pieces of legislation? Oh, yeah, there are political ramifications to this. That was also mentioned in this Pioneer Press story. DFLers have 34 seats in the Senate compared with the 33 held by Republicans. If Mitchell can't return to the Capitol, Democrats may have trouble passing partisan legislation between now and the end of session later next month. So you can understand why DFLers are rallying around her and supporting her. And, you know, suddenly DFLers are fans of due process again. Well, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, but you can at least make decisions based on the information you have, which the complaint was released publicly, where she essentially indicted herself, admitted to entering the home through a basement window, saying that she knew she did something wrong, that, hey, you know what, I'm not very good at this, and being dressed in all black and concealing the light on a flashlight with a black sock, and saying that her stepmother didn't give consent to allow, you know, to entering the home. Okay. That's what's so amusing about Senator Mitchell's statements. Like, well, you know, this weekend I learned about a family member who was having an issue, you know, cause they have Alzheimer's and associated paranoia. And I startled this relative. Yeah. Because you went in through the basement window at 4:30 in the morning. Okay. That's probably going to startle anybody. Okay. So the information is available. The complaint where you basically indicted yourself and then you turn around and say, well, you know, I deny any wrongdoing here. But you say the exact opposite in the report. So obviously, any responsible caucus leader, in this case, Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy, would say, you know what, we should probably hold off on having you back until, you know, we get this resolved, because there's obviously some ethical questions. You know, you can certainly suspend somebody on ethical grounds, right? I mean, I get it. She innocent until proven guilty. We're all afforded that courtesy as U.S. citizens. I understand that. But there's certainly some obvious ethical questions that are being raised when her public statement, her first public statement, flies in the face of what she told police. I mean, isn't that fair? And I would venture to say that if the DFL had just one more seat, say instead of 34-33, they had a 35-32 majority, they could look like they're doing the right thing. They act like they're doing the right thing, even if they didn't really want to, but they would go ahead and say, yeah, you know what, we're going to kind of excuse Senator Mitchell for the rest of the session while this gets straightened out. But there's an agenda to be passed. And, you know, the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, they've been talking about three gun control bills that are probably going to be coming to the House floor next week. And in all likelihood, will pass on the House floor. And so if they get passed, then obviously they'll go to the Senate. And if Senator Mitchell is still allowed to vote, well, then all of a sudden she could literally be the deciding vote on key pieces of legislation involving gun rights, which she has been railing against since she was first elected. And, you know, people, you know, you talk about the Second Amendment. Well, she's a constitutional, you know, she's got a legal background. Certainly she wouldn't vote to undermine constitutional rights. Well, we just played the sound clip for you where she just, as a legal person, says you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. One of the more popular misconceptions. You'd understand that maybe from a citizen or whomever that doesn't have a legal background, but for someone who airs out their superiority as having a legal background. And isn't that amazing? Is that people typically buy firearms for self-defense or for home protection. And wouldn't that be something? Here you have, here she is, someone who committed breaking and entering, and she would also vote to undermine your rights that would protect your home from someone breaking and entering. Now, I am not at all suggesting that Senator Mitchell should have been shot at by the homeowner. That is not at all what I'm suggesting, okay? So let's not be silly here. But I'm just saying the optics are horrible. Because, again, most people buy firearms because if someone is breaking into their home, they would feel defenseless without it. They kind of have it as an insurance policy. They hope to God they never have to use it. And yet she's breaking and entering, allegedly. I better be clear about that. Allegedly, even though she kind of admitted to it in the complaint, but I digress. And yet she would be the deciding vote to vote for these gun control bills. So there was a story about this in the Star Tribune about how Senator Mitchell, she's off committee assignments while her case is under review. However, she's going to still inexplicably be allowed to cast votes on legislation. And again, with the DFL having literally a one-vote majority, she would literally be the deciding vote on every piece of legislation that comes through the Senate the rest of the session. Because the vast majority of stuff that's gone through the past last year's session and this year's session has been along party lines. And if that trend continues, then Senator Mitchell literally, while being removed from committee assignments, can still cast votes on key pieces of legislation. Who needs a committee assignment? This is the ultimate power you have here to basically allow things to be passed into legislation with your vote. That you could argue that's way in this current climate of the DFL trifecta, that's way more power than having a seat on a committee. But again, this is just the caucus's way of acting like they're doing something, at, you know, they're concerned. Well, you know, we are concerned with our colleagues' behavior. So, we're going to remove her from her committee assignment, you know, her plush seat on her committee assignment. That's probably how they're spinning it, you know, like this is some big piece of responsibility. Well, again, I would argue that being the deciding vote on whatever legislation the DFL is looking to pass, yeah, again, that's a lot more valuable than having a seat on a committee. That's for darn sure. So, again, they think you're stupid. They're acting like that they're doing something, and hey, this is really hurting us because she's an important member of this committee, these committees. So we're removing her. Now, as long as she's able to cast votes, she's the exact tool you need. 651 289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. Or check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page where we have the live stream up and running. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by Stacey Washington at 5. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. 800-430-1309. That's 800-430-1309.
Would you like the option to provide your child with a Christian education, but think it's too expensive? Explore Twin Cities Tuitions, our innovative half-off tuition program, which partners with local Christian pre-K through 12th grade schools, turning the desire for Christian education into a reality for over 150 families in the Twin Cities. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to see participating schools like First Baptist School, Graceway Chinese English Montessori, and many more. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. And we are available to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And don't forget the live stream of is up and running on our Facebook page. So check us out there. As I am closing out this weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming, yeah, you can hear my friend and colleague, King Banyan. He's on our sister station, AM 1440, The Biz, for the King Banyan Show. That's Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m. And right here on AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, you can hear Mitch Berg, the headliner of the Narn, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., followed immediately by Jack Tomczak, the new guy, 3 to 5 p.m. for the Jack Tomczak Show. And me, Brad Carlson, closing out weekends right here at AM 1280 from 1 to 3 on Sundays. And as always, we thank you for your support, these 20-plus years. Yeah, I can say 20-plus years now. Because, of course, the Northern Alliance Radio Network celebrated 20 years back in March. Continuing with some local stories, was saddened to hear of the passing of a legend, Al Shaver. He is the voice of the North Stars, the Minnesota North Stars. Kids, if you don't know who the Minnesota North Stars is, they were the National Hockey League team in Minnesota from 1967 to 1993. Then they moved to Dallas, where they are now the Dallas Stars. And we got the Minnesota Wild 7 years later back in 2000. But no, Al Shaver was the voice of the Minnesota North Stars literally their entire history from 1967 through 1993. And I was a hockey fan, North Stars fan. In fact, I grew up watching the North Stars. You know, my introduction to sports, all things sports, whether it was Twins or Vikings or North Stars, started in the late 70s and continued on. And back then, you know, cable TV wasn't nearly as ubiquitous or really didn't exist in hardly any fashion back in the late 1970s. So if I wanted to watch my favorite team play, specifically baseball or hockey, now football, the NFL, they, of course, would broadcast the games in your market, home or away, provided that the home games were sold out. Yeah, that's another antiquated thing. Google it, kids. The days of blackouts. But if I wanted to know what was going on with the North Stars, their home games at the Met Sports Center, which right up the road here in Highway 77, it's now there's now some big mall there where the Met Sports Center used to be, or right across from that big mall there. When the North Stars were playing at Met Sports Center, I had to listen on the radio, and I listened to AM 1500, and Al Shaver was he, along with the Twins play-by-play announcer Herb Carneal. They were the background of my growing up years. They were synonymous with sports in my growing up years. In fact, if you talk about the Minnesota North Stars then or now, inevitably one of the first names, if not the very first name that comes up, is Al Shaver, because he was the one constant for that franchise in their existence. And you talk about theater of the mind. You know, baseball, they do baseball radio play-by-play announcers do a terrific job, theater of the mind. But hockey, that's a whole different breed. I mean, it is so fast-paced up and down the ice, and you have to try to, you see who the puck is going from which skater to other skaters, and they're constantly changing shifts, you know, because it is so high energy that a player can only last, you know, maybe a couple, three consecutive minutes on the ice at that pace. You know, that you're constantly switching out players. And for Al Shaver to seamlessly give the player, you know, Smith passes up ahead to Cicerelli, drops it off for Giles, over to Hartsburg, you know, that sort of thing. It was unbelievable. And he didn't miss a syllable. He didn't miss a syllable. That was so – I had such admiration for hockey play-by-play announcers. And there are clips out there, audio clips, thank God, you know, God bless the internet. There are clips that we can constantly relive those memories. Here's one, Steve Kristoff, who was a member of the 1980 U.S. Olympic team that won the gold medal. He played a lot of his pro years with the Minnesota North Stars. So just as an example, I'll pull this. This is cut number one. Here's Al Shaver with his famous goal calls when the North Stars scored a goal. Let's listen.
Circle across to Young, closing in. Young, a shot, the save by LaRocque, who came out to cut the angle, and the Canadians come back. Lambert on the left side. Young tying him up, feeds a pass to the right for Rule. It's knocked loose, and here comes McCarthy. McCarthy to Sharpley on the right. At the Montreal line, taken out by Robinson. The puck tied up along the boards. Rule trying to dig it loose. Sharpley pokes it down in the corner to the left. Here's McCarthy. He's tied up by Robinson, leaves it for Sharpley. Sharply behind the net into the right corner. Kristoff back out to the point. Maxwell cracking up, fires the save. A rebound. It's good! Kristoff blocking it in.
So that's the great Al Shaver with a just a random call of a goal scored by Steve Kristoff of the North Stars. Man, that brings back great memories. And I'll tell you, like with Twins games, when the Twins would play on the West Coast in Seattle or Oakland or Anaheim, I would do the same with North Stars games, whether they are playing in Edmonton or Vancouver or, you know, the Los Angeles Kings. I would listen to, you know, as a kid, I pretty much was in bed by 9 o'clock, but I'd sneak the little transistor radio and listen to the North Stars or Twins as I fell asleep, you know, and listening to that voice. It was absolutely incredible. And the thing I loved about Al Shaver is he wasn't a homer. You know, a lot of sports today, and I don't know when this trend started, or maybe it's always been a thing. I don't know. But all I know is our announcers, whether it be Herb Carneal with the Twins or Al Shaver with the North Stars, you knew they wanted their teams to win. Okay, the teams they were broadcasting for. You knew they wanted their teams to win, because obviously when the North Stars or Twins did good, you know, Al Shaver or Herb Carneo, respectively, were more excited when they were calling the play-by-play. And when the opponents did something favorable to themselves, they wouldn't be as excited, but they would tell you, still tell you what was happening. But the flip side of things, at least in the instance of Al Shaver, if the North Stars weren't playing well or they were doing something stupid, he wasn't afraid to call it out. That's what I loved. Herb Carneo wasn't as blunt. I mean, he may have been a little more subtle about his criticism of the if the team was playing poorly, or he would just sound like his dauber was down, so to speak. But with Al Shaver, if the North Stars were screwing up, weren't playing well, he wasn't afraid to call it out. So, Dylan, if we have that ready, this is cut number two, a random clip. Don't know what it is. Doesn't matter. But this personified Al Shaver when things weren't going well for the team. He was not afraid to call it out. Cut number two.
Now Gates knocks it down. He takes Thomas out along the boards with a solid check. Pushes at him. Now tries to inveigle him into some action. Well, Gates has already got the stick down. Thomas hasn't dropped his stick or gloves, so Gates will go, and Thomas won't. There is a certain amount of intelligence required in the playing of the game. Well, don't tell me they're going to give Thomas a penalty, too. Well, they are. There's also intelligence required in officiating the game, they tell me. 13:04 will be the time.
Okay. So, again, he wasn't afraid to criticize the officials either. One of my favorite memories was back in the 80s. The North Stars' arch rival was the Chicago Blackhawks. And they would they'd get in scrapes all the time. And, of course, enemy number one on the Chicago Blackhawks was a guy by the name of Al Secord. He was kind of their enforcer, their goon, if you will. And I still remember he wound up his stick and hit Dino Cicerelli, former North Stars player, now Hall of Famer, in the back of the neck. And after that, anytime Al Secord came to the Met Sports Center and anytime he touched the puck, boos would just rain down and the crowd would chant, "Secord sucks, Secord sucks." And Al Shaver, of course, he wasn't going to use that word over the air. He says, "Well, these fans are really getting into it. They're saying, Secord truck, Secord truck. Yeah, keep on trucking, Al. Keep on trucking." You know, and his analyst guy, I think it was Russ Small at the time, said, "Yeah, Al, that's not what they're saying." Well, Al Shaver knew that's not what they were saying, but he wasn't going to say that word even over the air, even though that's kind of a tame word in today's vernacular. But Al Shaver, age 96, passes away. Here's a great thing about Al is he was fiercely loyal to the North Stars organization, and they had a surprise run to the Stanley Cup Finals back in 1991 when Norm Green, he had purchased the team from the Gunn family, George and Gordon Gunn, who also owned the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers at one point. They owned the North Stars, and they sold it to Norm Green. And the North Stars made a surprise run to the Stanley Cup Finals in 1991, and Norm was hailed as this hero, the savior of the team, even though the home games, instead of being played on broadcast television, which the North Stars had the option of doing, Norm Green put it on pay-per-view. So if you wanted to watch your team, Minnesotans, play in the Stanley Cup Finals, you had to pony up for pay-per-view. And I remember I got 3-4 of my buddies over to my mom's house because I was still living at home at the time. I was in college. They'd each throw in a few bucks, and we'd get it on pay-per-view. And it was fine because we were so into it. But Norm was still hailed as a hero for saving the team. People didn't care. They were willing to shell out the money. Well, within the next year or two, rumors had it that Norm was wanting to move the team because it was just becoming cost prohibitive to stay in Minnesota. And sure enough, the next season, all of a sudden, the jerseys didn't have the famous N with the star on it for North Stars. It just said Stars. And right then and there, Al Shaver said, they're probably out of here. And sure enough, it was confirmed they were moving to Dallas. And after the 92-93 season, they moved to Dallas. Al Shaver was actually offered to go along with the franchise to be their play-by-play announcer for the Dallas Stars, and he declined. He said, "No, I'm the announcer for the Minnesota North Stars, not the Dallas Stars. No, forget that. I'm not going." And by that point, Al was 65 years old, so he was plenty close to retirement anyways. And I think he still did Gophers hockey games on the radio for a few more years. His son, Wally, was the voice of the Gophers on the TV side. And Al did it on the radio side for a few more years before he retired for good and then relocated up to Vancouver Island with his wife, Shirley. And Shirley, she passed away, I think, about 5 years ago. And they were married for 65 years when she passed away. Like I say, I think it was about 5 years ago now. And so he spent the last 5 years without her and lived to the ripe old age of 96. And if you look up at XL Energy Center toward the press box, you will see it is the Al Shaver press box, a very worthy honor indeed. Because, again, Al Shaver is synonymous with Minnesota professional hockey. So our sincere condolences to the family of Al Shaver. He is still remembered very fondly by people of my age who followed the North Stars when they were here. Again, I started following them about a decade into their run here in Minnesota. They came to town in 1967, and I really started following them in the late 70s and followed them until they left. It was a sad day, and I'll be honest with you, I pretty much completely checked out of the NHL until the Wild came back. And for the first number of years with the Wild, I was kind of a bandwagon fan, but I love the Wild today and kind of reignited my love for hockey again. But I will always remember Al Shaver as the voice of the team that first made me fall in love with professional hockey. Folks, one more segment coming up this hour, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson, 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. Back in a mere moments. Go nowhere.
Dreams take flight. We are helping students connect what they learn in school to life outside the classroom as adults, be it working career readiness, money management, or starting a business. However, we can't do it alone. Go to ja.org to learn more.
Proud life across America, the Billboard people.
It's not over. Unplanned pregnancies still happen. I'm Marianne Kuharski, director of Pro-Life Across America. In my 30-plus years, I've never seen such a concerted attempt to silence our efforts and at a time when it's most needed. There's a powerful effort to prevent and block our pro-life messages. Our billboards, social media, and digital ads are all impacted. Our messages feature a hotline number connecting callers with more than 3,000 pregnancy support centers across America, offering alternatives to abortion, free ultrasound, and pregnancy assistance. Babies' lives are being saved. The need still exists. It really does. And Pro-Life Across America needs your help. Please find us at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
Did you know I could suck my thumb before I was born?
Yep, we all started small.
My name is John Richardson, and I am from Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Well, there was a big hailstorm that came through the neighborhood, and my roof was severely damaged, and I knew I needed new shingles. Well, there were a lot of people who came through the neighborhood. Every 10 or 15 minutes, people would be knocking on my door saying they would help me repair the roof. JTR, I dealt with them before, and they immediately called me and said that they would meet with my insurance company, assess all the damage, and make sure that my roof was repaired properly. Within 2 days, they had the job finished. One of the things I noticed about the workers was that they, as they did the job, they would clean up and make sure that all the debris was picked up. I think the best part about JTR was when they took a look at my shingles and they made sure the insurance company knew that they were architectural shingles, not just your normal shingles on a house. JTR Roofing did everything and more that I asked them to do. They did a great job. Call them. They will come out and take care of everything you need, and they are really professional.
Quit smoking now with this exclusive half-price offer from The Mission and Breathe, freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250, that's half price. Breathe is the faster, easier, more effective way to quit smoking and start saving. There are a limited number of these half-off deals available. That's $250 for one program from The Mission and Breathe Laser Therapy. You can quit smoking in just 60 minutes this week. Call The Mission at 651-405-8800.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
Talking about the ghetto. Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Funky, funky, get out. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. So as I was perusing Twitter yesterday, I couldn't help but come across or find a tweet. I came across a tweet, I should say. And I couldn't help but notice the kind of the snark, the bias, if you will. Bring Me the News, which is a website which kind of aggregates all the other news sources. They find a story and they kind of link to it and say, hey, this particular website or news source or whatever reported on this and that. And, you know, they're not really breaking news. They're just kind of, again, aggregating other news sources. And some journalists call the website Steal Me the News because basically they take other journalists' hard work, news pieces or whatever, and put it on their own site and say, hey, look at this piece that this person published or whatever. So they published a story. The headline of the Bring Me the News story said, Minneapolis leads recovery trend in study of North American downtowns. So basically, this is talking about how Minneapolis saw the largest increase in visitors among North America downtowns. And this includes, obviously, Canadian cities. Well, whoever runs the Twitter feed for Bring Me the News, you know, apparently they don't editorialize in their news stories. They just, you know, deliver facts, hard news, whatever. But the person who posted a link to the story on their Twitter feed said, well, despite seemingly half of Minnesota vowing never to set foot there, Minneapolis saw the biggest increase in downtown visitors over the past year out of any North American city. So that kind of seems like a kind of a little biased perspective. Again, I get it. It's Twitter. That wasn't said in the actual story or the headline to the story, but whoever runs a Twitter feed decided to do a little editorializing. So I'll just read a little bit of this. Minneapolis recently saw the largest year-over-year increase in downtown visitors, according to a new study examining the recovery of major North American cities. A new cell phone activity study from the University of Toronto's School of Cities found Minneapolis experienced a 45.3% increase in visits to downtown when comparing February 24 to March of 23. The increase in visitors to Minneapolis represented the largest jump documented in the study, which examined 64 major cities in the United States and Canada. While 50 of the downtown studies showed an upward trajectory, Minneapolis, Montreal, Ottawa, Chicago, Louisville, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Boston, Washington, D.C., and Toronto showed the strongest signs of recovery. Now, I'm a numbers guy. I work with numbers for a living. You know, my day job. And all I'm seeing is percentage increases. I'm not seeing any hard numbers like, hey, you know, last year it was, say, 10,000 people visiting Minneapolis a day. And now that's up to 14,500 per day. All right. That's a significant increase. Well, let's take a baseline. What were the numbers pre-pandemic? Because prior to the pandemic, I mean, yeah, there was still random violence in downtown Minneapolis, specifically the light rail stops. There were issues there even before the pandemic. But let's just use that as a baseline. Say 2019. What was the number, the raw number of visitors that was visiting downtown Minneapolis per day? Compared to now, before you call it a recovery. Let's just do some basic math here. And again, these are numbers. these are just random numbers here, but let me just show you how they work. Suppose, and again, these are random numbers. It may be way more, way less. I don't know. Probably way more. But let's just go with a baseline here. Let's just say there was 200,000 people visiting Minneapolis a day. Again, random number. And that number cratered to 100,000. Okay? And it's been kind of that low number ever since. Well, a 45% increase over 100,000 means, oh, it was 100,000 in March of 2023. Now it's 145,000 in February of 2024. That's a 45% increase. Great, 145,000, but that's still way less than the 200,000. And again, I'm not saying that is the case, but this would help put these numbers in better perspective. Because if that is the situation where your numbers basically cratered by 100, raw numbers by 100,000 people, a 45% increase over, say, 100,000 on average that's been visiting since the pandemic, okay, you're still well short of what you had visiting regularly. And again, these are just examples, but this would help put these statistics in better perspective here. So the fact that they leave out raw numbers kind of tells me that they're trying to spin this because they're getting sick and tired of being maligned by people on Twitter like Minneapolis Crime Watch, who posts real time of violent criminal activity that's taking place. And as a result, people were staying away from Minneapolis in droves. And the pandemic exacerbated that because people were working from home, and all of a sudden companies are saying, well, we're spending an arm and a leg on office space, and we really don't need to because our employees are actually more productive not being in the office. But they don't show you that. But yet the poo-flinging monkeys who are Minneapolis apologists will tell you that this is undeniably a good thing, but they conveniently leave out the raw numbers. That's what I want to see as a numbers guy. Hour number one in the books, hour number two coming back in mere moments. Me, Brad Carlson, go nowhere.
Let's move safely together, Minnesota. If you're behind the wheel, slow down and watch for people walking, day or night, and stop for people crossing the road. When you're out walking, be alert and look for vehicles in all directions before crossing the road. If you can, cross in a well-lit area. When we work together, everyone gets home safely. This message brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where, for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
We're taking you inside the Invergrove Hyundai Service Department. Alex, like the entire service team here, you're very experienced at servicing vehicles.
I've been a technician here at Invergrove Hyundai for 5 years.
What are you doing today?
Right now I'm working on a transmission service. About every 60,000 miles, I tell a customer they're due or will be due soon for a transmission flush. It's pretty essential to get those done. If you don't change your transmission fluid, it will get all gummed up and wreck the transmission. You can spend a couple $100 on a transmission flush or thousands later on a new transmission.
Why do people come to Invergrove Hyundai for service?
When customers come in for their multi-point inspection, they're guaranteed to get a full look-through, look-over of the vehicle. I like to think it's good customer service, in and out fairly quickly, and it's great people to work with.
For immediate openings for service on your Hyundai vehicle, contact Invergrove Hyundai now, online at InvergroveHyundai.com.
This radio station is always on, but sometimes you need more content than you can take with you anywhere. That's why we invented the SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You'll find all the great hosts on this radio station, plus a few more like Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie. There's literally no end to what they can teach you. It's like radio on demand. And just like radio, it's always on. Go find out what you're missing. Download the app, SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
AM 1280, the